This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One. On Tuesday, voters in far western Wisconsin will pick a new state senator after Republican Sheila Harsdorf joined the governor's cabinet in November. The special election for the 10th state Senate seat has been short and competitive. And Rich Kramer reports it's also being watched closely as a test of whether a Democratic wave is rising in Wisconsin.
The 10th Senate District runs from the city of Menominee along I-94 to River Falls, then hooks north to Burnett County. It's a blend of farmland and suburbs of the Twin Cities. For the first time in 17 years, the seat is wide open. The Republican candidate is Representative Adam Jarko of Balsam Lake. He's known for promoting private property rights in the face of local environmental regulations. At a candidate forum in New Richmond, Jarko said he's excited about Republican property tax and regulatory reforms luring businesses from Minnesota.
Every single employer out there is looking to hire. We're in an environment where wages are growing, where businesses are growing, where businesses are moving across the river to take advantage of some of the wonderful changes that we've had in Wisconsin.
The Democratic candidate, Patty Schachner of Somerset, is the St. Croix County Medical Examiner. Her campaign has painted her as a pro-Second Amendment bear-hunting public servant. At the forum, she said lawmakers need to do more for education and local economies.
41% of the people in New Richmond live in an income-restricted environment, which means they're struggling. They're working, but they're struggling. Those are the people I'm working for.
The battle over the 10th Senate seat has heated up in the final week of the campaign, and donations have poured in from within the district and beyond. Campaign finance reports show Jarko has raised nearly $270,000. Schachner has raised just more than $174,000. Outside groups are also heavily involved. Republicans have done well in the 10th Senate district, but there's a question of whether recent Democratic wins in Alabama and Virginia are signaling a wave of enthusiasm on the left. Lobbyist Jim Bender is a longtime Republican operative. He says Western Wisconsin is full of swing voters that could flip the seat.
I think that's the biggest question, is that group of people, that block of people that are willing to be nonpartisan and really try to push from the outside in, are they engaged in this race, or does this end up just being kind of your traditional Republican versus Democrat?
Former Democratic state senator turned lobbyist Gary Goyke was elected during a national wave in 1974. He says while the candidates may want to believe this race is a local affair, outside forces are at play.
There will be people voting in those elections who want to send a message that isn't about Patty or it isn't about Adam. It's about their feelings and about making a statement.
Rita Keating of Star Prairie is one of those people. As the New Richmond Forum let out, she said she supports Schachner on issues, but is also energized to oust Republicans after the election of President Donald Trump.
And I don't like the way the country's going right now. I was very complacent during the 2016 presidential election, and it will never happen again.
John Kraft of Roberts is a supporter of Adam Jarko. He doesn't think national politics will determine the outcome of this local race.
I'm sure the Democrats will see it that way. Should Patty get in, they would love nothing better than to flip that seat in the Senate, obviously. But because Governor Walker really put this thing on an accelerated time frame, I don't see that as really being a decent measure of what may happen in 2018.
This district has grown increasingly conservative over the years. President Trump won it by about 17 percentage points in 2016. Harsdorf won it by 26. Tuesday's election could gauge whether political winds are shifting and pushing a Democratic wave into November. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.